Unit 57, Perfecting the Steam Engine. You have heard of inventor James Watt. He built a successful steam engine in 1769. But the first baby step to this invention took place in Egypt. The year was 120 BC. A man attached two pipes to an ordinary kettle. He hung a globe over it. The steam made the globe go around. The device served no useful purpose. It was just something to see. No one at that time saw the potential. Over 1,800 years later, in 1698, Englishman Thomas Savery put steam to work. He patented the first steam engine. The engine pumped water from a coal mine. Soon, others tried their hand at the work. In 1712, Thomas Newcomen, an English blacksmith, improved Savery's engine. The engine he built also pumped water. James Watt, a Scotsman, then took a giant step. He improved the steam engine greatly. Let's see what he did. He started from scratch. At 18, he learned the trade of an instrument maker. At 21, he got a job at the University of Glasgow. Funny how mere chance plays such an important part in life. At least it did for James Watt. Here's what happened in 1769. Watt was lucky. A Newcomen steam engine was brought in for repair. Watt took it apart. He saw how it worked and repaired it. He knew he could improve it. There were technical problems. He asked students and professors for help. The result was an almost perfect engine. Watt applied for a patent and got it. Then he teamed up with Matthew Boulton, who had experience in manufacturing. Together they formed a company. They rented out the design. The firm was highly successful. James Watt retired in 1800, a very wealthy man.